actually, dude. Just like a golden brown.
We're sitting here talking about what color pussies everybody likes.
You just said that if you put an Ecuadorian chick.
And, yeah, the difference between dark pussy and pink pussy.
Over.
Apparently, it's a preference.
But then you just said that you don't.
It's the presentation.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, we talk about pussy up in this motherfucker. That's right. You know, just doing what to do. Carlos, by the way.
Oh, we got the band MC room, hot. We're coming right in with Band Talk, dude, in the mid-conversation.
That's how we do.
Boom! We bust you in.
Booyaka
right
shop.
We're having pussy talk here. Yeah, send in your preference on what you like on the vagina look. I was just talking with Dill. I like darker skins, dude, but I'm not biased to anything, dude. I'm open to all colors, shapes, sizes. Everyone deserves to be loved.
I only
dude.
Like a couple.
Everyone deserves to be loved by someone who loves that shit.
Yeah.
If a girl comes in that I'm dating and she's got a dark pussy,
I'm gonna tell her
some fucking bleach.
Fact. You ever heard of Villa Lago? You need to contract that shit.
Yeah, dude.
I like dark skin, dude. Well, I was saying before we started rolling, I was saying tanning booths exist for a reason, dude. People like to be dark. I don't know what it is.
That has nothing to do with the actual inside.
The only thing I gotta say is if you use a tanning booth, don't go way too dark. Don't go over like burnt.
I agree with Tom.
Don't burn yourself.
Let's mark.
Don't burn.
Let's mark this moment,
dude. Like I know Michael Jackson turned white and shit, but there's no such thing as a whiting booth, dude. Like nobody wants to be white. Like as much as people try to say that white people have advantage, whatever. We can get into that if you want, but darker skin looks.
Not this one.
Just a fact, dude.
They say though, in some places though. They advertise about lighting skin, like in the Middle East and in Jamaica.
Maybe if I grew up somewhere where everyone was darker, I don't know, maybe I would want to be lighter, dude. I grew up in Austin.
Speaking from experience.
Everything here. Like,
speaking from experience, because I am golden brown and delicious.
Hot in the band room.
Yeah. I like white women. Everybody I like white women and Asians.
So, dude, like my wife likes mushrooms. I think mushrooms taste like armpit. Like an asshole, dude. Like, it seriously takes...
You cannot compare mushrooms to pink pussy, bro.
You really can't.
Okay? I'm sorry.
See, to me,
no.
Caramel brown...
Cut his mic.
To me, caramel pussy looks so much better,
dude. He's talking about dark...
Nah, you were talking about black pussy earlier now.
But black don't really exist, dude. Black shouldn't even be used. Dog. Like, there are a few people that are actually black, yes.
This
but
racist
it's very
motherfucker.
Rare, most black people
he goes,
are brown.
Black
dude.
Pussy
or blue,
shouldn't
or,
exist.
Or yeah, or brown.
Motherfucker.
Dude. Like caramel, dude.
Black pussy, not the skin color black,
but
black
pussy.
It's real. It's called decoloration.
That's something totally different.
To the pussy not getting light.
You ever seen a chick who pussy's so dark her labia is actually like purple, nigga?
Vagina,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Not enough.
You even know where the labia minora is located, Mike?
We are getting hot in the band room. Shout out
pussy
to all the roomies. This is pussy talk, dude.
Pussy
we are
talk.
Diving right in head first into the wet abyss.
Giggity.
Before we go anywhere, we got to reintroduce these guys again.
A lot of people bleach their assholes.
See,
there is such thing
if you've ever looked,
bleaching. I'm just gonna say
most
that
assholes
much.
Are dirty brown, dude. Which kind of makes
Sagan?
Sense.
Sagan,
there is such thing as pussy bleaching.
There's nothing wrong with making your shit lighter.
I just want to say, dude, don't try to be like somebody else. Like, just be you. However you were born, dude. Like I said, I'm white as fuck, dude.
Mike,
and I like darker skin,
Mike,
dude. Like,
you got your fucking foreskin snipped off when you can fucking choose to. Don't tell me about being yourself.
Hey, no.
You removed.
I was not old enough to really choose. Dude. No 7-year-old knows all the facts, dude. I'm sorry, dude.
Know the
facts.
I would
facts. Never put the fate of the world in a 7-year-old's hand, dude.
I would.
Like, I disagree.
You'd end up with, like,
I would.
Peace
they're just
and homelessness.
Say,
you look at them and say, shit's happening. The world's on fire. And you're like, you are the final one. You'll have someone like Avatar.
Hey, well, just
your son would do
to
it.
Wrap up the pussy talk. It's cool if you like light vaginas. That's fine, dude.
Yeah.
It's pink.
I'm not,
there ain't nothing
I'm
about
not
light.
Against,
it's pink.
I'm not
pink
against
vagina.
Light vaginas. I just like darker
Wait,
skin
are you
more,
saying
dude.
Pink on the inside or on the outside?
Toby, that just means you ain't ever seen no vagina.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
All vagina's pink on the inside,
okay,
dude. The darkest, blackest
hey,
vagina
now,
in the world is
I'm just,
pink as fucking pink can be on
no,
the inside,
just,
dude.
Just,
yeah. All right. No, it is.
No.
It is.
All right, ladies.
We're all pink. We're
He's
all
still
pink.
Getting down
I'm just
the
clarifying.
He's going a
all right, ladies. We have a virgin in the band room.
Any woman's pussy that is dark.
No.
Any woman's pussy... of any race, that's dark.
On the inside, okay.
Right. I was just saying,
it's discolored. It's not healthy looking. It looks like she smoked cigarettes out of it.
Ladies,
you don't want tar dripping out your vagina. Okay, I'm
on another note,
so we were talking about the inside.
Oh my god, Toby. Never mind. You just squashed your own game over the radio. How do you do that? Where do they do that at?
We are getting hot in the band room.
Hot in the band room.
Hot. Hey, send in your vagina preference. Send in your photos, your pics.
Your opinion on vaginas.
Whatever it might be. We're all about different varieties and options.
Twitter,
here.
Facebook,
bandroompro@gmail.com. Bandroom at Facebook. We're all over, dude. It's the band. We're on iTunes, obviously. That's where you probably find us. Yep. Y'all are roomies if you're listening to us. You love us already. Y'all are awesome. We want to see your vagina. Send it in.
I think we should probably, you know, in these cold times, probably think about roomies beanies. Should we get roomies beanies?
You want to, we jumping into beanies here, dude?
Dude, I think we should jump into
beanies.
I've
got a great beanie, dude.
No, I'm saying like make roomies beanies, man. You know what I'm saying? For our fans.
Dude,
licking the bean, roomies beanies.
That'll be a free gift. The bean every once in a while.
Hey, I've already told you, if you subscribe, send us an email. I will send you a free gift. Anyone who subscribes to the show, you don't even got to listen. Just download and subscribe, dude. And I will send you a free gift. The gifts are going to get better and better. If you get a shitty gift and you want one of the better ones, I'll send you a better one. Just subscribe and tell your friends to subscribe.
Pass the word along.
We'll send you a free gift. Maybe it will be a black vagina. I don't know, dude. Maybe it will be a pink
fleshlight,
one.
You never know.
It might be a fleshlight, exactly, dude.
Glass dildo, if you're into that.
We're talking about loading guns, the automatic loading gun. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
It might just be a free CD. Who knows, dude? Yeah. Like, ticket
or,
to a show.
It could be a chicken vagina.
Toby teased us with his flying pyramid, dude. Toby,
let's get back to this.
We just dived right into a vagina like any male would.
Oh, yeah.
We were supposed to be talking about flying pyramids.
Clearly the superseding subject. One night in Austin, you know.
One night
was dusk.
Dude, that could go in any direction. One night in Austin.
Was it a sober night in Austin?
Yeah.
Let's clarify.
I was sober. That's rare, dude.
You know, that's like a unicorn or something.
I was high on marijuana. But I was sober. I was sober there.
If you're just smoking weed, that ain't doing drugs.
Yeah, you're not. Nobody's listening on weed unless exactly, you dude. Fucking.
Anyways, crazy. With the pyramids.
Anyway, so I saw this. You know, I was me and my friend, another friend. We were just hanging out. And then we decided to go over to the balcony, just, check out the sunset or whatever, right? And then instantly, we saw a flying pyramid the second we walked outside.
Now, explain this flying pyramid. Like, describe what it looked like.
So what it looked like.
She told me flying pyramid, and I don't know, I see, like, the little dollar sign symbol. I see Egyptian.
Illuminati.
Like, what was it you saw here, dude?
You know, basically, it was something like that.
Like, was it like an LED lit? Like, was it bricks?
No,
like,
was it
a square?
You saw the eye of Sauron floating in the sky.
The colors, like.
No, it was, you
was
can't really see, certain details like bricks, but
so was it just like a plane or something?
No. You know what? I saw a stealth bomber. You know, those triangular shaped planes?
Yeah.
Definitely wasn't one of those. But. You know, what I saw was a flying metallic pyramid.
Saying it was pyramid.
A pyramid or a triangle, dude?
Yeah.
It was triangular.
Because a pyramid has like height, depth, and width. Whereas plane's gonna be more flat and just more length and width.
Well,
not really height.
The angle I was at, you can mainly see just the one side of it.
Do 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 do.
You know. So I mean, I saw it one side.
Dude,
is this like a double decker? British bus type height to it. Like,
it was totally a British bus.
It was about
tractor
like
beam
three
sucked
football
me in.
Fields right around there. About three football fields.
Damn.
You know what? The funny thing is,
it's
I think
a big
it was
fucking pyramid.
Looked like it was transforming.
You looks saw like a Transformer pyramid.
This is getting better and better, dude.
So now we're going into Transformers, ladies and gentlemen.
I think everyone
Android.
In the audience has one question, Toby.
That's where we're
how
going
high
that.
Were you?
Hey,
this was Austin weed you're smoking, I'm presuming, yes?
No,
you know what?
It wasn't. That's why I saw these things.
It was all that alien weed.
I just want to say I got your back, Toe. All these fuckers wanted to shoot your story down. I got your back, dude.
Man.
Like, we were looking at the stars earlier, dude. Like, every one of them stars is the sun with a galaxy surrounding it. Like, anyone that doesn't think that there's billions and billions and trillions of life form out in the galaxy, you're ignorant. I'm sorry. Educate yourself.
For real, for real. To be honest.
Like, we are just one little dot in this ever-expanding, humongous galaxy, and you never know who wants to visit us someday, dude.
Or you never know who we've visited.
Exactly.
You never know.
Or just hanging out, dude.
Have you seen the movie Interstellar?
You know, it might be.
No, I've not, dude. Should I check it out?
I don't think we should spoil.
If you want to, like, go into the universe, that type of stuff,
dude,
see more stuff that involves that, Interstellar is the way to go.
Is that with McConaughey?
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
It's like, it's a 3-hour.
All right.
It's like a 3-hour movie, but it is totally
worth it. You ever need acid?
I think they have that IMAX, they have that Alamo and all that. Yeah, no, it's a nice movie.
I'm down, dude.
I haven't think about seeing that.
McConaughey is the man, dude. He always plays McConaughey, like himself, in every movie.
McConaughey.
But he at least plays it well, dude. Like,
at least he's an awesome knight.
Except for what is that, Texas?
Dallas Buyers. But even that, dude, he's still playing himself, dude. He's still just a country, like, that was by far his best movie, dude. He deserved an Oscar for that shit, dude. That was a great movie, dude. Like, yeah, dude.
I never saw it.
It might not even be a great movie, but it's a great performance, dude. Like, he deserved an Oscar for that shit, dude.
Jared Leto, man.
Leto, too, yeah.
That was good.
I remember when they both won, I was like, really? Like, two from the same movie? But I watched it, I was like, all right, solid, dude.
Yeah.
Leto, you wouldn't even know it's Leto, dude. Like, he totally transforms, dude. Like, yeah. See, to me, that's a test of a true actor, dude. When you don't know it's them. Like, when you actually believe they're that person in the movie, dude.
Yeah.
Because, like, anyone can pretend, but you're just looking at him like, ah, the fucker's pretending.
I'm thinking.
But when you actually think that character is, like, Ron Burgundy exists to me in real life, dude.
Yeah, Ron Burgundy.
Like, Ron Burgundy is a real fucking guy, dude, because Will Ferrell fucking owned that shit, dude. Like,
all day.
Like, some characters just become real, dude.
What was it like? He did a whole bunch of advertisements before the movie even came out.
Yeah.
Just like car commercials and all that shit.
Fuck yeah.
He's on ESPN and everything. He's just all over the place, dude. Yeah.
Legitimate newscast.
He went on like random states and shit like that and was in their newsroom.
Doing a little telecast and shit.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I believe your story, Toby. I got your back, dude. Hey, I love hearing about aliens.
Alright.
Shit was sitting in the sky for a good 3 minutes.
We're getting hot as fuck.
On to our next category.
What you got, Tom?
Carlos, you were talking about something that you wanted to talk about involving waiters and Whataburger and all that bullshit.
Tipping. Yeah. Tipping. Yes.
Hey, tip your damn waiter, dude.
Hold on.
He's making $2 an hour, dude.
And that's not my fault.
We're talking about $10 an hour that's should be minimum. Then 7 ain't
shit. No,
I agree with you.
$4
making $2 an hour, bro.
You know what? You know what?
You're going to listen.
You're going to ramble. I got this. I have a legitimate argument for this shit. Now.
Present your case, sir.
I understand. Thank you. If it pleases the court and the audience.
I object. Overruled.
Sustained.
Anyways. You're trying to get my dollar out of my pocket. That's something that I've worked for. While I understand you're at work and you're doing the same thing and you get paid considerably less, that is not my fault. That is your profession. You chose to go into that.
You did choose.
You have a choice. You can't just sit there and say, tipping is mandatory. You had a choice, and you did that. Now, it is still up to you whether or not you get tipped. Because if you're not working, you're not busting your ass. I understand you get busy. I understand things pile up in the back.
Fill my damn cup up, though, bro.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
I ran into
some napkins on my table.
Not even.
I ran into one time at Chili's where someone didn't like the waiter did not fill my drink up and he waited so long that the manager, two other waiters, and him on top of that all brought me two Dr. Peppers apiece.
Damn.
And I ended up having eight Dr. Peppers in front of me. I could not finish all that shit.
Well, here, to go next level, how y'all feel about this, dude? What about if restaurants stopped the whole tipping and, like, made it illegal to tip? and they actually paid a minimum wage.
See, yes. Now, I agree.
No, like, no. How you feel? To be out with that, dude. You take it out of the hand of the customer, and you just pay your fucking employees like any fucking business.
This is the thing. Exactly. This is the thing. They can do that.
And that way, the price they you can. See on the menu is the price you fucking pay when you walk out of the
building. The only way that I'm willing to, like, be perfectly fine with that is if they pay them at least $10 an hour.
No, see, that's the thing. It's because then you got... this is my personal opinion here still, people. You got people that aren't doing nearly as much work in the front of the house. Like, straight up, the people in the front of the house don't do shit compared to the people in the back of the house. Like, hey, people actually making the food.
That is every job ever, dude.
No. That's, you know...
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you pay them $10 an hour, you pay the other people more.
Well, that's still... Then you're talking about paying, like... No, this is just... Where it comes, you know, biggest percentage.
Bit overweight. Something that compensates them.
No,
they make,
that means your burger for a McDonald's style burger is going to now be $10.
I mean, McDonald's is
not McDonald's. See, like, McDonald's style options, burger, though, dude. Like, lettuce, maybe ketchup, and two pickles.
Like when I go to Logan's, when I go to Chili's, dude, that's a way better burger than McDonald's, dude. Like,
the way I see Texas it is go to school,
my dad
people.
My goes to Chili's like
go to
three
school,
times a week.
Get an education.
It's outrageous.
I don't even go that much.
Take a little extra out on your student loans. That way you don't have to go work a bullshit job.
We still need waiters, dude. Like, I'm hungry.
And go in debt.
When I go to the restaurant, I want somebody doing their job.
Man,
I
tell you what.
Compensated right for it.
I've been in enough restaurants that sometimes if the owner's going to do it because that's their money maker, the owner's going to have to fucking do it.
That's why I say, like, just take the whole tipping out of it, dude, and just pay him fucking a real wage, dude. Yeah. Like, let's eliminate this whole waiter wage, $2 an hour shit that exists, dude.
That way they can all quit crying.
Exactly, dude. And if you want to tip. And then it actually is a tip at that point.
Like,
you're just strictly tipping. If they were so awesome, you're like, here you go, $10. You're great, dude. Exactly. And if not, you ain't got to feel like you have to at that
Sometimes
point.
Sometimes I'll pay 100%. I'll tip 100%.
If it's worth it, dude.
If I get some great service, exactly, and I got, like, an $80 tab, oh yeah, you getting yours.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You obviously made me spend enough money, and I could stand your presence long enough.
The whole tipping thing to me, though, dude, I've never really liked it. Like, I try to always tip well, dude. I try to throw my 20% out there, whatever, dude. 10,
I don't even
whatnot,
do that.
Dude.
Not if it's worth it. Not if it's not worth it.
I mean, the thing is, it's
what
about
a new strip club, dude?
It's all about performance.
You tipping in a club,
bro?
Dude?
Bro, I don't even spend money at the strip club unless it's at the bar. I'm there for the expensive drinks, and they can get some good conversation.
You go in a club, dude. Stripper's already a stripper, dude. So whatever, dude. You can say whatever you want about. But they act like you're fucking the worst human in the world if you're not tipping. They're
for real. It's I'm
calm
sorry.
Down here, girl.
Hold
calm
on now.
Calm down.
You know,
there's 20 other girls doing the same thing as you right now.
You know what I'm saying? Like
charging the same amount.
You gotta do something different there, girl.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Fuck your asshole or something while you twerk that shit.
You know, you could be working at McDonald's, you know, doing a goddamn spank-ass job, and,
Spank-ass job.
Yeah, you'd be doing a spank-ass job, and...
Spank it!
New word here, people. New word.
Yeah, you'd be doing backflips off the counter, laying on your feet, having people there...
I don't think they would allow that at McDonald's.
I don't think Carlos could do that at McDonald's.
That's a health code violation.
Yes, sir.
Just saying, but, you know, and they ain't gonna tip you.
See, I work jobs, though, where it's in my contract, I can't take a tip. Like, literally, if someone gave me a tip, I have
Costco,
to deny this shit.
Costco's exactly like
what?
That.
Like, if someone gave me money, I can't take it? Really? Like, that don't even make sense, dude.
Someone's handing me money.
Why can I not take it?
You know what you do? Not say shit about it.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Costco's exactly like that. It's one day this lady got a whole bunch of just bags of ice, just filled up a whole entire, I think, two flatbeds full. And immediately, like, after we got done taking care of that shit, she immediately handed me, another guy, and one of the guys I started with, all of us $20 bills.
As she should, dude.
Yeah, she tried to give us all of that
shit. Exactly, dude. If she's got it and she wants to hook you up, like,
the two of us were brand new. So we immediately looked at her like, oh, thank you. Thank you for that gesture, but we can't take it. We'll get fired. And the other guy who's been there probably for like a few years is just immediately like,
screw it.
Just puts in his pocket and just takes off running, basically. He's like, I was never here.
You saw nothing.
Yeah.
A 20 fell, and I picked it up.
Were you that guy, Tom?
Sadly, no.
Should have been, dude.
Because I could have got something for it.
Now, not to be racist, but was this guy a pigment?
I don't know who that is.
Can I get racist for a second?
Yes.
I bet it was an old white lady.
Actually, it was.
Greedy bitch.
Because most of the time, it's...
Oh, man.
Like,
not to get racist
or anything like that, but when you see...
It seems the darker you get, the less you tip. I will say that, too. And the lighter you get, the more you tip. I don't know why that is,
at Costco,
dude.
At least, it's
like,
just...
Like, pale-skinned people will tip their whole fucking wallet to
unless
you, dude. I don't know why.
Unless they're in a rich area. Unless they're in a rich area.
I feel obligated.
Gentleman that left me $80. He broke a bill, and, like, because I said something about having gas to get home, and he's like, you, every time I come in, you're so fucking happy, you make my day.
Nice.
Break this for me. And I was just like, here you go. And I was like, I can't take your money. He's like, well, I'm going to pretend like I didn't see me leaving it right here. And I'm like...
Nice.
Okay.
Dropped in and fell. Pick it up.
80 fucking bucks. I'm sure this is in the rich area, but he was of the... darkest skin.
Yeah, but see, he actually knew you. I mean, like, and that's, and again, this is totally racist and stereotypical.
No, that's just how Costco
apologize
is, at
apologize from the top, but I just mean on a general level, dude.
Don't lie.
Y'all know I'm right, dude. You know I'm right, dude. And Carlos, you're verifying it since you came in on the no-tipping side.
Hey, I'm a living
you were right.
You
don't tip at all, but that's because you're...
Dude, I'm not... most black guys I know, dude, they don't even believe in tipping. Like, you don't even exist. They don't even know what it is, dude. Like, I'll go out to eat with them. They're like, what? Like, I already paid. What are you talking about? Like, what?
Yeah, tipping.
What is that?
They already get paid.
And I'll go out with a white dude and like, well, I'm 30% enough. Should I give her more? Yeah. It's like, bro, calm down. Like, that's enough,
that
dude.
Good.
Like, put your money back.
See,
dude.
She
like,
wasn't that good.
Yeah,
you know
dude,
what I'm saying?
That's weird, dude. Like,
they feel obligated, especially if you seem stressed out. It's like, I'm sorry, you seem stressed out. That's your fault. Don't bring it to work.
For real,
leave that in the car in the parking lot.
You be pissed off whenever you leave.
That's the thing. If you want to be a waiter, then you need to be good at pleasing
me,
people. You need to do.
If you keep my drink full, you're going to get tipped well. That's bottom line, dude. I will tip you your 20% as long as I don't never get down to none but ice.
Yeah.
Like, as long as there's always liquid in my cup, you're getting your 20% at least. Unless you. Uh-oh, we got a guest in here.
No, we have a guest.
We got a guest.
Oh,
what?
Yes, this is awesome.
Come on in.
It's not Bill Cosby this week, but it's just as good.
Just as good.
If not better.
Well,
we got the host, the owner.
We got
of the band room here.
The owner.
Jump on, come join
of
us.
The
come
property.
On. Talk about anything here.
Yep. You're more than welcome. Come on in.
He's got the Christ Crew shirt on. I love it. I gotta give me one of them.
He's thinking. Blog side me.
Maybe.
Blog side. I don't even remember what we were talking here. Tipping.
Yeah, we.
Jumping on. Well, how's your thoughts on tipping here?
Gratuity,
tipping.
Yeah.
We're talking tipping waiters, yes. Your thoughts on tipping?
My thoughts on tipping.
I was getting racist. You should probably cut me off.
Yeah,
My thoughts on tipping, I think that.
Come over to my phone.
Thinking deeply.
If you can't tip 20% or more,
shouldn't be out.
You haven't worked to deserve
20%. Or maybe you should be eating out.
Could you repeat that?
So 20 is the standard then, huh?
You're setting me up on the 20. Yeah, the
well just to give you a little
20.
Background, Carlos don't tip.
No. Not unless you give me good service. You give me good service, I'll tip you well.
I said as long as I got a drink in my cup, I'm tipping you. For 20%.
No,
unless you just ruined my whole night or something, dude. You really got to fuck things up. But as long as you're a good waiter and I got a drink in my cup, you're getting your 20%.
Do you know what the law says, though, if you're working for tips?
Huh.
Okay.
See, I love when you get legal here. I love it.
It's like you can make $2.13 an hour.
Yeah.
If you're accepting tips. And then the employer's responsibility is supposed to make up between the $2.13 an hour you get and the tips. And you should at least make minimum wage.
They're supposed if to you're cover not that gap or whatever.
Yeah.
See, that was my thing. I think that employers should just pay minimum wage and we should just eliminate tipping. And then if you want to tip, you can tip. Go ahead.
Just eliminate that.
But
like,
if it's not a requirement.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's,
pay people what
in
people
Europe,
minimum wage.
In
like,
Europe,
like,
that's what they kind
of
do.
Yeah,
they
it just makes more sense. Like, I've heard there's a lot of restaurants in New York doing it. I'm not in New York. So
Mike, did you know about what they do at Sonic, at least? Like, the people that run you your food, they get paid like waiters.
Is it tubes on there?
Yeah.
They get a swiper. I don't have a Tipitonic no more, dude. I just swipe my card when I order.
Yeah, no, they get paid shit, though. It's like, every time I go to Sonic, I feel like obliged to at least give them a dollar or something. Yeah. Be like, dude, thank you for bringing me my food.
Not
just
me.
At least
you
like
still
that.
Didn't
like,
do
you
shit.
You deserve a dollar. Like,
you
just
still
to
did,
do that
you,
type
you
of shit.
You skated your ass over to my car and like handed me something, and then you had to think and make change and do simple math.
It's like if everyone tipped them a dollar.
Normally, the happiest people.
If everyone tipped them a dollar, they would make bank.
I'm sorry, you have no problems here, child. You are maybe in high school, don't know what bills are. Your mom's sick? Oh, I'm sorry, she'll get over it.
Remember my grilled cheese?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
sadly, I knew two grown people about your age, Mike, that actually worked at Sonic and got paid that exact money.
That's because they have no aspirations in life.
I'm pretty sure they know Jeff.
Not necessarily.
Which Jeff?
Carlos. Jeff.
Oh, Zachary?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, listen, Carlos. Come in on this. Come on. Get next to him.
What's up, Dil? You're over there.
Aspirations
and graphic editing away, dude.
Yeah, because I'm listening. We got Pops over here talking about.
I know, dude. Pops joined us, dude.
He's talking about some really good points here.
The owner of the band room here, dude.
It's the fact that we've got Carlos sitting here going, I still ain't going to tip. But he doesn't realize that.
But he takes his Whataburger bag.
Carlos, what's good service? Take you out back and suck your dick?
You're not the first person to say that to me. One of them wants a waitress. Though, yeah, that'd be great service. I'd tip you and then some. You have my number.
Just the tip.
Just see how it feels.
Oh, God.
Anywho. No, but for real, like, honestly, good service to me is, you know, coming and checking in on me, make sure my drink filled, you know what I'm saying? If I'm drinking beer, you know, make sure that it, within a timely manner, because people drink beer at different paces, I understand that. You at least come in and see what's going on, you know. Even better if you could show some of your personality, you know. It really doesn't matter to me, really, because it's like, you know, my money. I'll spend my money how I want to spend my money.
You got to make somebody want to tip, not be obliged to tip.
Good conversation is a way to get money out of my pocket.
Squeeze it in here.
Like, there's this bartender, we'll call him Mac. It's actually his name. But
Mac
whatever.
Brown, dude?
Mac Brown. But no, straight up, he got me liquored up one night. Pretty fucked up, too. But after I dropped him, I think I dropped him about 80% tip on, like, it was about another $70 bar tab or something.
See,
shit.
Now I would say that's almost excessive, dude.
No, dude.
80% is too much, dude.
I was there for
that's
a minute.
That's too much.
No, that's what his service was worth to me.
You got below my mind for 80%.
Exactly.
Dude.
But just like Joe
exactly.
from Maggiano's.
Yeah, we would drop a lot of money on
dude,
his service.
Him fucking, what was that, $80?
Bang, dude.
$80 straight up, just because of how entertaining this guy was.
Yeah.
And we specifically asked for him every time because he
made
that
every
big of a time,
difference
dude.
Every time.
Oh,
yeah. Every time.
No,
like, he made the experience.
I only sit up at the bar and like, this is a place, you know, they serve quail, you know, all sorts of crap. Place you want to go and take a date and chill. And I'm just like, screw that. I'm going to go sit up at the bar and get drunk. Because.
You fancy.
Yeah, I'm fancy like that.
Fancy, yeah.
Just keep on coming with them, like, $15 margaritas. And then, like, $15 martinis. I'm down. Tore up from the floor up.
Drunk.
Tore up from the floor up. You've heard it first from Carlos here on the podcast.
And if you're the guy that I drove over his lawn.
This is awesome.
I'm sorry.
We need some Upaya stories, dude. We're in the band room.
Yeah, what's
up with that? I just
want to
dive into Upaya now.
Do it.
Come on.
We talked about it briefly on one of them.
Let's hear it.
Titty top.
Let's hear it, man. Tell us the stories.
What do you want to hear?
Best show.
Best
awesome
show.
Night. Favorite song. Anything. Lasting memory. When you think about the band, like, what stands out?
How often were you flashed?
Yeah. Yes, how often were you flashed?
Like, random pair of titties that you just got to see that night. Because, you know, girl feeling liquored up, good, whatever.
Oh, they didn't mean that.
Oh, they like their hair that much.
I got that bass, boom, 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 boom.
All about
start
that bass.
Game over. See, it's fun because like music nowadays, it's all computerized. Like almost everything I do, it's like I just talk into a microphone, and everything's already been made by a computer. But like back when you made music, it was actual musicians. making actual music, playing actual notes, singing actual melodies, like actually making songs.
It was a
whole different just lifestyle back then, like the way bands toured and yeah, you had to actually have a group of friends to be in a
band. I think
band.
We should give credit to Dave Grohl though. Dave Grohl, please stand up.
Oh yeah.
So
take a bow. Oh yeah, Dave Grohl. So, Dave Grohl's a shit.
Don't even have to say it. He does it.
Yep. But back onto titties and your pie.
Titty time.
Titty time.
Excellent.
Excellent, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, excellent.
You've heard it first here. Tits were great back in the day.
So there's so much more to being in a band, though. Like, that's what everybody always thinks of. Like,
tits.
Oh, drugs, party, rocking out, tits, another party the next night.
Yeah, but they don't realize how much work it is.
Real quick, it's like, oh, I haven't slept in a week. Oh, I'm broke. It's like, oh, shit, who's going to pay for this? And then you have to turn it into an actual job.
How am I going to get to that show?
And get lawyers and invoices involved and paperwork. And yeah.
It's true, man. It's a never-ending cycle.
Missy, you do not have to leave.
Hey, we should wrap this up, dude. This has been a great podcast. Dill is in
yes,
the zone over there. Thank everyone for joining us, band room.
We got to thank David.
Yeah, good podcast, man.
Just for showing up out of nowhere, legend. But
got any pyramid stories? You know, let us know about the pyramids.
Got him in.
We will talk next time.
Flying
all right, till next time. The band room.
Band room podcast. We love y'all.